The detention of the alleged MP Medra for more than 48 hours has raised some eyebrow within the legal circles. While some have described it as unconstitutional, others think otherwise. Speaking to Radio Ghana, a legal practitioner, Victor Adaudu, argues that the police must send the alleged Medra to court for the court to extend his detention before the 48-hour deadline expires. He said the police did not err in detaining him for that long, since weekends are not working hours.
On the face of it, yes, they can see that that is it. But if you look at the matter that had happened before he was arrested and sent to court, you know, the Constitution is the supreme law of this country. And the Constitution says that within 48 hours, the person should be sent to court. However, with their own procedure and others, if they will not be able to send such a person to court, what they need to do is to send him and go and tell the court that, yes, we've brought this person. However, we want him to be remanded so that we can continue with investigation. That is what it's supposed to be done. You can go and the court gives you reasons why he should be kept for investigations to be done. However, on your own volition, you cannot just keep the person and decide any time to go. This is a fresh case that bits and pieces of evidence have to be gathered. And I think that, however, I think what the people are thinking is that there have been a delay. I think the law, it needs to be interpreted for everybody to know. It is not just on the hard fact that every circumstances, just within 48 hours, you should send a person. It must make sure that the person is sent to court timeously so that the court can even grant that keep the person and let the person come.
If I may interrupt, I do not understand it from the security point of view why somebody will commit such a heinous crime of murder, and then human rights lawyers who say the police should have sent him to court when they have not finished with their investigations.
No, the issue is that nobody is a criminal or pronounced to be a criminal accused person until the court. So it is until the court pronouncing, it is presumed that the person is innocent until it is pronounced by the court that he is guilty. Now, that's what I'm explaining to you, that the circumstances that the court has to go, the police have to send the person to the court for the court to extend the remand to keep him, because the law also gives them a guideline and says that a person who would interfere with investigation should be kept. Somebody who may not appear again should be kept in custody. So I believe what they are saying is that the 48 hours that they did not send him to court, that is the issue that they have a problem with, but not that he should be taken and be given bail. When it comes to issue of murder, the law says that murder, a bail should not be granted. That does not mean that every case that you are charged with murder, you cannot be granted bail. It must depend on the circumstances and the facts that is put before the court.
So, after all, the police has not faulted or gone against the law by way of what we call the first-degree felony, such as murder.
I don't think the police. It is because when he was arrested, you know, normally the cops don't work over the weekend. So, for the police, normally they don't count the weekends within the 48 hours. So, if the person was arrested, I believe that was on Thursday or Friday, there was no way he could have been sent to court. And that's why I believe the police sent him, maybe when he was arrested Friday, they will start counting the 48 hours from there till the end of Monday.